अस्तु नमस्कारः. सो विल् गेट् स्टार्टेड् वित् द्वितीया विभक्ति दट् वी हव् स्टार्टेड् लास्ट् सेशन्. सो सो वी हव् सीन् द वेरियस् फार्म्स् आफ् द्वितीया विभक्ति वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु पुंलिङ्गशब्दः, त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः एण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्गः. सो देर् आर् फ्यू वर्ड्स् हियर् देट् हव् बिन् लिस्टेड्. दिस् एक्सेल् शीट् ऐ विल् शेर् लेटर्. दिस् इस् आलरेडि देर् इन् द स्लैड्स्. And when we get to it, you'll be able to use the Dvitiya Vibhakti or the Shashti Vibhakti or the Saptami Vibhakti. So the forms have been given here, and this is essentially the sequence in which we have learned. This is not like Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Tritiya Vibhakti and so on. It is not starting from the first Vibhakti and ending at the seventh Vibhakti. It is starting from Prathama Vibhakti. Then we had seen Shashti Vibhakti, then we had seen Saptami Vibhakti, and then we had seen Dvitiya Vibhakti, right? So that is how the sequence is given here. So we will follow this sequence, and this would be shared, and we'll try to practice this today. So Dvitiya Vibhakti is essentially the way we are going to say somebody with respect to a noun or a pronoun. It is basically the form with respect to how it is being referred to, right? I have seen him, right? That is what we say. I see him, right? That is what we say. So whenever the object is kind of used in the form of accusative sense, then we are going to use the Dvitiya Vibhakti, right? I see him, I have seen him, right? That is what we are going to learn here. So with respect to Saha, Saha is going to take the form of Tam, right? Saha is going to take the form of Tam. And and if there are questions with respect to who is he or what is he, then it is basically Kaha. Right? So we have Saha, and the Dvitiya Vibhakti of that is Tam, or and similarly for Eshaha it is Etam, and Yaha it is Yam, right? Saha Tam, Eshaha Etam, and Yaha Yam. Similarly for Kaha, Kaha is Kim, and similarly we have how it is going to be referred to with respect to Kaha is Kam, Kim is Kim, and Ka is Kam, right? That is what is the Rupam with respect to Pumlinga, Strilinga and Napunsakalinga. Kaha is Kam, Ka is Kam, Kim is Kim, right? So this is how the words are going to be with respect to the Dvitiya Vibhakti. We will see the usages of these today. So to revise it, we had seen these words, Eshaha, Etam, Saha, Tam, Esha, Etam, Sa, Tam, Kah, Kam, Ka, Kam, Etat, Etam, Tat, Tam, Tat, Tat, this is Napunsakalingam, Etat, Etat, Tat, Tat, Bhavan, Bhavantam, Bhavati, Bhavatim, Kim, Kim, and Kim, Kim. So this is the Rupams in the, these are the forms in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. And we had seen this as well, Eshah, Etam, Aham, Etam, Pashyami, I see him. Right, whenever somebody is near, I see him. Aham etam pashyami. Aham tam pashyami. Somebody who is far away, we would say aham tam pashyami. I see him, somebody who is far away. Esha, Esha is going to take the form of etam. So aham etam pashyami. Sa tam. Aham tam pashyami. Etat, etat. I see this. Aham etat pashyami. I see that. अहं तत् पश्यामि. भवान् भवन्तम्, भवान् भवन्तम्, भवन्तं पाठयामि. भवान् भवन्तं, भवन्तं पाठयामि. भवती भवतीं, भवतीं पाठयामि. भवतीं पाठयामि. कः कं, कः कम्. अहं कं पाठयामि. हू शुड् ऐ टीच्. अहं कं पाठयामि. सिमिलर्ली इफ् इट् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्गम्, अहं कां पाठयामि. अहं कां पाठयामि. सो नपुंसकलिङ्ग, हूम् शुड् ऐ टीच् वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु द फेमिनन् जेण्डर्. सो किम् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि किम्. वाट् शुड् ऐ टीच्. अहं किं पाठयामि, किं पाठयामि. दिस् इस् द वर्ड्स् वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु दि सेकेण्ड् डिक्लेन्शन् आर् इन् द द्वितीया विभक्ति. सो रामः रामं, सीता सीताम्.
एक्स्क्यूस् मी, सोरि. About the last line, I have one question.
Uh-huh.
So the first line and the second line is all male, and it's supposed to be one is Shaha and one is Ashaha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third and four are also both female, and mm-hmm. also is one about Sa and one is Asha, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we see the writing, we are supposed to be able to tell this so this pronoun had also have the near and farther. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how is this group on the left side related to the wording on the right side? Are they not related?
They are not related. They are just a sequence of words that have been given.
Okay, so I will teach you that is not to do, this is near you or further you, just I will teach you. Have nothing to do with near or close.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
So similarly, if we go for Dvitiya Vibhakti, for these words, Ramaha is going to take the form of Ramam. Sita is going to take the form of Sitam. Nadi is going to take the form of Nadim. Pushpam, Napunsakalingam, Pushpam. Kaha, Prashnavataka Shabdaha, Kam. Ka, Kam. Kim, Kim. Saha is going to be Tam. Sa, Tam. Tat, Tat. Eshaha, Etam. Eshaha is going to take the form of Etam. Esha, Etam. Etat, Etat. Bhavan, Bhavantam. Bhavati, Bhavatim. So this is what is going to be the forms. So Ramaha, Ramam. Sita, Sitam. Nadi, Nadim. Pushpam, Pushpam. Kaha, Tam. Ka, Tam. Kim, Kim. Saha, Tam. Sa, Tam. Tat, Tat. Eshaha, Etam. Esha, Etam. Etat, Etat. Bhavan, Bhavantam, Bhavati, Bhavatim. So these are going to be the forms in Dvitiya Vibhakti, and this is how they are going to look like.
Excuse me, sorry. I didn't quite understand the difference between Devya and Vibhakti.
Dvitiya Vibhakti, this is Dvitiya.
I understand the change, but I don't understand in terms of grammar, what's the difference?
Right. So whenever we want to refer to something as fruit of that, or somebody who is being referred to, that is when we are going to use this, which is basically Dvitiya Vibhakti. We are going to use them as karma-vataka padam. So whenever it is karma shabda. So whenever in a sentence we want to refer to somebody, or whenever we are seeing what is the somebody who is going to receive the fruit of that particular action, then we are going to use the Dvitiya Vibhakti. So we will look at these forms when we get into the constructions of the sentences, which is called as Vakya Rachana, and we'll see what is the subject, what is the object, and what is the verb. So how these are related. So we have something these sentences being constructed, which use who is the doer of the action, who is the kind of associated with respect to that action, and what is the action itself. Okay, and the action which is basically kriya, or which will have the root form called as dhatu, that will be taking two forms, and something that we are going to see today.
So the is changing a word from being a subject to an object. Is that what we are doing here?
We are not really changing a subject to an object, but in a sentence, let's say, I want to say, I see him, right? So who is seeing? It is actually I am seeing. Who is being seen? It is him. Him is the person whom the seeing action is looked upon. So I see him. Aham tam pashyami. So what is happening here? I am saying I am seeing, but who are you seeing? You are seeing the seeing some person. Where is he? He is far away. Tam. Aham tam pashyami. So this is what will happen. So we are not changing the object to the subject. What is the object doing? The object is basically, what is the subject doing? The subject is actually seeing, performing the action with the eyes of seeing or gazing at somebody, right? And who is that somebody? That is the object that is being seen. And what is that it is? Basically, it is he. But when we want to say it in a sentence, we say, Aham tam pashyami.
So, like, if I see Sita, I would say Aham Sitam.
Pashyami.
So, when we want to say, like, if we want to say Rama see Sita, it will be Ramaha Sitam, and then Gasami.
Pashyami.
If you want to say Sita sees Rama, it will be Sita Ramam Pashyami. Is that correct?
Samichinam.
Okay, thank you.
Astu? So the same word can be used in different ways. For example, Saha Tam Margam Pruchhati. So he is asking the way. Saha Tam. He is asking somebody. He is asking him. So Saha Tam Margam Pruchhati. And then Mrugaha Mrugena Saha Gachhati. So there is a wild animal. That wild animal is going with another wild animal. So Mrugaha Mrugena Saha Gachhati. Mrugaha Mrugam Pashyati. So we can use along with R if you want to say it is being seen with R, it is seeing him. Then we are going to use these forms, and there will be a slight difference also. We will look at these as we go forward. So that is what will be the usage, Bhagini. And as we practice them, this will become more clearer. So similarly, we want to say something is falling from some place or it is falling from the tree. So kutaha is what is the question. From where is it falling? Then we are going to use the kutaha shabda. Kutaha is something that we are going to use. Patati. So hastena patati, hastam patati, hastataha patati, or rukshataha patati, vichakriya. Vrukshataha patati. So this is what will be the form when it is actually going to change from something. So here we want to say the glass is actually falling from the hand. So hastataha chashakaha patati. What is falling? The glass is falling. From where is it falling? It is falling from the hand. So hastataha chashakaha patati. And what is the question? Chashakaha kutaha patati, chashakaha hastataha patati. Similarly, phalam patati, phalam kutaha patati, phalam rukshataha patati. So from where is this fruit falling? Then we'll say phalam rukshataha patati. Similarly, where is this glass falling? Hastataha chashakaha patati. So that is how we are going to use this kutaha. Kutaha is basically saying somewhere. Similarly, purataha in front of, prushtataha, which is basically back of, vamataha, left side, dakshinataha, right side, upari is something that is above, adaha, something that is below. These words you have already seen, but if we are to say from where is it falling, purataha, prushtataha, vamataha, dakshinataha, upari, adaha, then kutaha will be associated with it. So, for example, Saha Keshavaha. He is Keshavaha. Keshavasya Purataha Shakataha Asti. So, Keshavas, in front of Keshava, there is the cart, Shakataha Asti. Tasya Prushtataha Vasati Mandiram Asti. Vasati Mandiram Asti, basically a reciting place. Tasya Dakshinataha, देवालयः अस्ति तस्य दक्षिणतः राइट साइड ऑफ दिस पर्सन केशव देयर इज दिस टेंपल देवालयः तस्य वामतः लेफ्ट साइड वामतः वृक्षः अस्ति तस्य वामतः वृक्षः अस्ति देवालयस्य उपरि कलशः अस्ति द गोपुरम आर द डोम कलशः अस्ति शकटस्य अधः शुनकः अस्ति शकटस्य so this is the cart and it's below below the cart there is dog shunakah asti so this is how we are going to use this words with respect to position puratah pushtatah dakshinatah vamatah upari adah okay puratah is basically in front of pushtatah is basically in the back of dakshinatah is basically in the right side of that person vamatah is basically in the left side of the person upari is something in the it is above or it is in the top adaha is basically below adaha is below so again with respect to the picture we are referring to this person he is keshavah keshavah purutah shakatah keshavah prushtatah we have the vasati mandiram which is basically the lodge or residing place dakshinatah is basically right vamatah is left upari is basically the top or at the above adaha is basically below right this is how we are going to fall and see, we are going to construct the sentence and similarly we have two other words antaha and bahihi antaha is basically inside bahihi is basically outside so balakah bahihi asti balakah kutra asti balakah bahihi asti so is outside the boy is outside balika kutra asti where is the girl balika antah asti balika antah she is inside balaka bahi asti balika antah asti astu so this is how we are going to form these and these are something for revision so when I share this please try to look at these words some might be already familiar some of them are from new like chinta mastu is something that we have not used very frequently chinta mastu is essentially saying don't worry astu so with respect to the words how to see with respect to an action which is basically the kriya padam there could be two things that could be associated and what are those two things is basically vyaparah and phalam so somebody who is doing or dealing with that particular verb is basically the kartru padam and similarly somebody who is actually receiving or who is trying to kind of take fruit of that particular action or the verb that is or the word that is associated with the verb is called as the karma padam and that is why it is called as phalasya ashrayam so something that has been done and what is that is being received by that action or who is the being received by that action what is that is being associated with respect to the action is basically the karma padam who is the doer of that action or who is dealing with that action is basically the vyaparah or the kartru padam so we have the kartru padam and the karma padam kartru padam is generally kind of the subject and karma padam if we have to relate it is basically the object in English we say subject object and verb but in Sanskrit we are just saying this but this has a lot of meaning to it and as we go into karakas this will slightly change and they have a different meaning altogether and the beauty is totally different when it comes to karakas the way we deal with vibhakti karakas are totally different so right now we are only dealing with vibhakti and this association of a word with respect to the verb is slightly dealt in detail in karakas and a lot of rules are there how to form the sentences what should be used those will be dealt in karakas right now we are only looking at the vakya rachana a very basic aspect of sentence construction which is having three things one is the kartru padam we have the dhatu and then we have the karma padam these are the three things that we will be associating itself so as we see karma padam we are saying it is the fruit of the action or somebody who is receiving that action we are referring to as karma padam and how to define the karma padam and kartru padam are dealt in detail in the grammar classes, and there are different aspects of it. And similarly, if you get into the karakas, they also define the some of these aspects well. So right now we'll just look at what is this going to look like, and this is something with respect to the sentence of the with respect to the context of the sentence, what are we going to see. So here we have patalaha. Patalaha is basically the screen, right? Patalaha. So there are two people sitting here, and then we have the screen, we have the patalaha, and here we are going to look at the action. First thing is the action is pashyati, right? We have the word called as pashyati. So pashyati indicates that somebody is seeing, right? Pashyati. And we know whenever we want to say pashyati, it is not with respect to the self. We are referring to somebody else. Saha pashyati, esha pashyati, ramaha pashyati, sita pashyati. That is how we say pashyati. Pashyami. So if I am using this word pashyami, then we know it is being referred to as the self who is actually seeing it, right? When we say see, right, it could be I see, he see, somebody sees. In English, this differentiation is kind of very elementary. It does not differentiate who is seeing, right? See, sees. I, somebody sees, then we will know somebody sees, right? See, when we say with respect to see, then we will not know who is seeing. I see, he sees, somebody sees, right? This could not be able to differentiate. But now when we are saying pashyati, pashyati indicates that it is not being to refer to the self or with respect to somebody we are referring to as a pronoun, right? He sees, it will become pashyasi. So there is pashyasi and pashyati and pashyami. So pashyati is basically referred to here with the pratama purusha. It is basically with respect to the pratama purusha. And pratama purusha is basically somebody else here, right? So saha pashyati, sa pashyati, ramaha pashyati, sita pashyati. So the question is, who is seeing, right? And with respect to this picture, right? Ka pashyati is also a relevant question. Kaha pashyati is also a relevant question. Because here we have two people seeing or looking at this screen, right? We have two people looking at the screen. And what are they doing here? They are essentially looking at the screen, and they are trying to understand something. That is what this indicates, right? Or probably they are having a question, right? So here when we say pashyati and we are asking the question ka pashyati, so ka is basically referred for the feminine gender. Ka is basically referred as a feminine gender word. So ka pashyati, mahila pashyati, right? Ka pashyati, mahila pashyati. Mahila kim pashyati. Now we know it is basically the lady who is actually looking or seeing. The action is being done by the lady, right? Mahila pashyati. So we know who is performing that action, right? We know who is the karta. Karta is basically the doer of the action. So mahila pashyati. The action is being done by this lady, mahila pashyati. But what is the lady looking at, or what is the lady seeing? The lady is looking at the patalam. Patalam is basically the screen. Mahila patalam pashyati. Mahila patalam pashyati. Right? So this is what we are able to know with respect to the action, who is doing it and what is being done. Right? What is being done? It is basically looking at the screen. That is the action that is being done. So, pashyati, the end is basically the screen, right? For pashyati, who is the receiver? What is being looked at? That is the screen. So, that is basically here the karma padam. It is basically the karma padam. And we see it is in the dvitiya vibhakti. సో మహిళ పటలం పశ్యతి. కా పశ్యతి ఇస్ బేసికలీ హూ ఇస్ సీయింగ్, రైట్? మహిళ పశ్యతి. మహిళ కిం పశ్యతి? సంబడి జాయిన్ భగిని కృపయా మ్యూట్ మధ్యే అస్తు, ధ్వని ఎకో ఇది ఇది అస్తి, కృపయా మ్యూట్ మధ్యే, కృపయా మ్యూట్ మధ్యే స్థగయతు అస్తు, కించిత్ మ్యూట్ అస్తు ఖలు. ఓకే, సో పశ్యతి, కా పశ్యతి, మహిళ పశ్యతి. మహిళ కిం పశ్యతి? మహిళ పటలం పశ్యతి, పటలం పశ్యతి. సో మహిళ ఈజ్ సీయింగ్ ద స్క్రీన్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ వి ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ ద పిక్చర్ అండ్ సే దిస్. సో సిమిలర్లీ నయతి, సో లలిత భగిని కెన్ యూ డూ దిస్? ఓకే, లలిత భగ్ని నాట్ దేర్.
నమస్తే మహోదయ్, ఐఎమ్ శాంత, ఐఎమ్ సెషన్ 8 ఫ్రమ్ మైసూర్. ఐ జస్ట్ వాంటెడ్ టు టేక్ ఎక్స్ట్రా థింగ్ ఇన్ క్లాస్, సో ఐ జస్ట్ జాయిన్. I'm working also, kitchen work, and I'm listening to your class also.
Astu, chinta mastu bani, astu chinta mastu. Shivakumar Mohadaya, would you want to do this?
Well, actually this is my first session, so this is already an advanced session, so let me catch up first and then come back.
Astu, 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 astu Mohadaya. Neetu Bhagini?
Aam Mohadaya.
Would you want to do this exercise?
Amode. Nayati. Ka nayati?
Kaha.
Purushaha. Kaha nayati? Purushaha nayati. Purushaha kim nayati? Purushaha asandam nayati.
సమీచీనం. సో అత్ర కర్మపదం కిం?
కర్మపదం ఆసందం.
ఆసందం, సమీచీనం. కర్మపదం ఆసందం, సమీచీనం. కర్మపదం ఆసందం. ఆసందాతి ఇది శబ్ద ద్వితీయ విభక్తి రూపం అస్తి ఆసందం. కర్మపదం ఆసందం అస్తి. కర్తుః కః? కర్తుః కః? పురుషః. కర్తుః కః?
పురుషః. పురుషః.
క్రియాపదం అస్తి నయతి. పురుషః నయతి. పురుషః కిం నయతి? పురుషః ఆసందం నయతి. అస్తు, రామః, రామః ఇన్ ద్వితీయ విభక్తి విల్ బికమ్ రామం. రామః రామం. వృక్షః వృక్షం. అస్తు, సో సిమిలర్లీ దేర్ ఆర్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ పుట్ హియర్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఎక్సెల్ షీట్ దట్ విల్ బి గివెన్. సో యూ హ్యావ్ ద డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ హియర్. So please look at these. This is basically the Prathama Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti, Saptami Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti and Panchami Vibhakti. And this is the order in which we were introduced to the words. So we have each of these words and in each of the Vibhaktis or in each of the declensions, we have the Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and the Bahuvachanam. So Ramaha Ramo Ramaha, Ramasya Ramayo Ramanam, రామే రామయోః రామేషు, రామం రామో రామాన్, రామాత్ రామాభ్యాం రామై. బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ బేసికలీ ఇన్ రామాభ్యాం రామేభ్య. సో So this is basically not in a sequential order, but just to see how we have been introduced to the words, they have been given here. There is also what is called as the Pratipadikam. Pratipadikam indicates it is basically the root word for the noun. That is what is called as Pratipadikam. And whenever we say the root word for the verb, then it is called as Dhatuhu. Dhatuhu is the root word for the verb. So Pratipadikam with respect to noun, what is the root word? And with respect to the verb, it is called as Dhatu. So whenever we are referring to the root word, Pratipadikam is what is referred to as. And the Rupams are given in the Vibhakti. And whenever we want to say the Vibhaktis of a particular word, so we say Akarantaha Pumlingaha Ramashabdaha. So what is the nomenclature here? It is said as Akarantaha Pumlingaha Ramashabdaha. So the nomenclature for this word is being said like this. Akarantaha. Akarantaha is basically the word that we are going to pronounce is basically ending with A. Right? A swara. Akarantaha Pumlingaha. Pumlingaha indicates that it is basically masculine in nature and Rama. So Rama is the shabd that we are going to pronounce. Akarantaha Pumlingaha Rama Shabdaha. Ramaha Ramo Ramaha. Ramam Ramo Raman. Ramena Rama Abhyam Ramaihi. So this is how we are going to say the seven forms with respect to Rama Shabdaha. Similarly with respect to any other word, this is how we are going to form. So the first word, first column that is being given here, which is called as Parichayaha, indicates that what is this word ending with, that is what is given here. So now we are saying Akarantaha Pumlingaha Rama Shabdaha. Now it is becoming clear that this Akaranta Pumlinga Shabda that we are going to pronounce is basically Rama Shabdaha. So that is what is going to pronounce, and the seven declensions will follow that order. Pradhama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Pradhama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, Sambodhana Pradhama Vibhakti, then Tritiya Vibhakti, Chaturthi Vibhakti, Panchami Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti, and Saptami Vibhakti. So that would be the order for the declensions. And as you see here, there are different kind of words that have been given. Some of them we have covered previously with respect to what the object indicates. Now the picture and the respective words have been given here. And please try to practice whenever you get time to look at these words and how they could be pronounced with respect to Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. This is basically given in the singular form. We can practice them in the other forms. Okay. So we have Napunsakalinga words, Pumlinga words and Akaranta Strilinga words, Ikaranta Strilinga words, and we have other words also here with respect to different endings. So this is something that we have given here, and there also with respect to what is the action that is being done. Didrakshuhu is something that is being seen. Yashtihi is basically the staff or the stick. So there are different words like this indicating also what the action is formed and what is its root form. And this is being given in the last column. Some of them are given in the mixed order also. With respect to the action, with respect to the words, what do they mean and how can they could be used. So this is an exercise that could be used and it has been done nicely here by some of our teachers. In the other batches, they have constructed this Excel sheet and this has been put here in this slide. So you could take this and try to form the Dvitiya Vibhaktis of whatever the words that are being given here. Right now they are given in Prathama Vibhakti. So you can look at these words and try to see what could be the Dvitiya Vibhakti form of these words. So that is what is given here. So Agre, Prema Bhagini.
Yes.
Can you do this exercise, Bhagini?
Khadati, ka khadati, chatu sha satu shatwa khadati, chatu sha chatwa kim khadati, chatu shatwa no satu satwa ha ha nam khadati.
Samishinam. It is Chitroshtraha, Bhagini. Chitroshtraha.
Chatushaha. Chatushaha is the giraffe.
Ch चि भगिनी चि चित्रोष्ट्रः
चित्रु चत्रुषः
The transliteration is not coming exactly as what is there in the Sanskrit, but somehow we have tried to do it. Chitroshtraha.
Chitrushaha.
Ha. Straha, straha.
Straha, straha.
Aam bhagini.
Chitrushtraha.
Chitrushtraha paranam khadati.
What does paranam and khatati mean?
Khadati is the act of eating. It is being done by somebody. Khadati is being done by somebody. Eating is being done. Kaha khadati. Kaha is basically who is eating. Chitroshtraha is eating. So chitroshtraha is basically the giraffe. Giraffe is eating. Chitroshtraha, what is it eating? Chitroshtraha kim khadati? Chitroshtraha parnam khadati. Parnam ityukte leaf. Parnam ityukte leaf. Chitroshtraha parnam khadati.
Okay, khadati means eating and parnam means leaf. So when the leaf change from its root form to being eaten, it doesn't change.
Yes, paranam is in dvitiya, paranam is napunsaka lingam, so that is why we are using paranam in the same form. Paranam for napunsaka linga words, generally for some of the words, the same form is there in the prathama vibhakti and in the dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Astu bhai. Agre, Lalita bhagni asti va?
Asti mahoday.
Krupya etat karoto.
आरोहति कः आरोहति पुरुषः आरोहति पुरुषः किम् आरोहति पुरुषः सोपानम् आरोहति सोपानम् मीन्स् स्टेप्स्
समीचीनम् क्लैम्स् आरोहति इत्युक्ते क्लैम्स् भगिनी Astu. So patram is again going to be the same in Vidhya Vibhakti. Patram is going to be patram. Pushpam is going to be pushpam. So patram ityukte letter or leaf. Pushpam ityukte is flower. So pushpam is the same in the Prathama Vibhakti and in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Astu. So that is what will be the forms when it comes to Napunsakalinga words. Napunsakalinga words are generally the same with respect to the Ekavachanam in Prathama Vibhakti and also in the Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Sorry, one more question. The previous slide. So Vibhati is the receiver of the action, right? So do Devya means the giver of the action.
Okay, so here there are in a sentence, Bhagini, for in the basic form, what we are trying to identify is who is doing that action, and if the action is being done, who is receiving that action, or what is being done by that action. So here, arohati. When we say arohati. The word indicates, arohati, indicates somebody is doing that. It is not the self, or it is not somebody who is the second person is doing it. It is actually being done by somebody else, arohati. So when we say arohati, arohati is he is climbing, she is climbing, or somebody else is climbing, arohati. So the question will be, kaha arohati? In a sentence, if we look at arohati, we should ask kaha arohati, who is climbing? It is not the self, or it is not the second person. So who is climbing? Kaha arohati. So when we look at this arohati word, now this is what happens in Sanskrit. We go by this context where it is being used. So in order to understand this, Vakya Rachana will play an important role. For that, we need to identify what is the verb form. Is it being done by the narrator, or is it he referring to somebody else? So So in shlokas, this is what will become important, and the way we kind of break the sentences will be important. So here we are referring to arohati, indicating that somebody else is actually doing the action, arohati. So who is doing that action? Somebody else is doing that action. So we ask the question, kaha arohati. So the verb is basically arohati. That is also something that we can look at when, from the grammar perspective, right? Kaha arohati, it is basically somebody else who is actually climbing. So we ask the question, kaha arohati. So again, the verb is associated, who is it doing it? Who is doing this climbing of the something? What is being climbed? Kaha arohati, purushaha arohati. Purushaha arohati. So the man is actually, or the gentleman is actually climbing. So purushaha arohati. But he's climbing. But what is he climbing? This action is being done on what? What is this action being done upon by this man or gentleman? So purushaha kim arohati. Purushaha sopanam arohati. So purushaha sopanam. Sopanam ityukte steps. So sopanam arohati. So he is climbing the steps. So who is that climbing? It is basically this man who is referred to in the picture, purushaha sopanam arohati.
So is it correct to say that purushaha is the doer of the action, and then arohati is the action, and then sarupanam is the receiver of the action?
Yes, on which the action is being performed is sopanam. Samichi number.
So the you know, if you go to the next slide where you change from dviya to vibhati, so the one is the doer of the action, and the other one is the receiver of the action. Is that correct?
Okay, here we are not referring to the doer and the receiver, Bhagini. This is basically the change in the word form. Okay, and sopanam here, what would we do here? Sopanam is basically the napunsakalinga word. Okay, it is the neuter gendered word. So for napunsakalinga words, we are saying that if patram is what is the original word, it is again going to be remain as patram in dvitiya vibhakti. For napunsakalingam. This is just the change of the form of the original word from prathama vibhakti to dvitiya vibhakti.
So that is just the root form of the word, is that correct?
Yes, Bhagini. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Bhagini, so this is what we want to do here. This is the exercise that was given. So, for example, we have aksharam. Aksharam is the prathama vibhakti form. What will be it will be in the dvitiya vibhakti. It will be aksharam. Agni shamaka vahanam. And what will be it will be in the second form or in the dvitiya vibhakti. This is the exercise, and that is what we are referring to here. So we have patram, and it is going to be as patram. Pushpam is going to be as pushpam in dvitiya vibhakti. Okay, this is what the forms are there for napunsakalinga. Napunsakalinga, how are they going to be in the first form or in the first declension and in the second declension, in the prathama vibhakti and in the dvitiya vibhakti. That is what we are going to refer to. And when used as karma padam, meaning who is receiving that action, right? Or what is being received is what is karma padam, right? And how is it going to be represented when it is used in the dvitiya vibhakti? In the sentence is what we are. Astu? So for Sreelinga Shabda.
Hello Mahodaya. In the previous clip, that Arohati clip, this picture shows one man is climbing. Suppose if we don't know man or woman, so what will be the question instead of kaha and ka?
So we can use kaha or ka arohati, right? Samichinam bhagini. So Krishna samichinam asti. So we can say ka kaha arohati.
No, we don't know who is climbing. So we are questioning who is climbing. If in this picture purushaha, that is why we are, the question is kaha arohati.
kaha.
Correct?
Correct.
Suppose if we don't see the picture, who is climbing? So how can we question that?
I see. So when we do not know the gender, what is that we have to ask how or who is actually that person? So, so we can say a person, but person is also masculine. When we say person also with respect to Sanskritam, it is basically masculine. So whether we have to use a masculine word or a feminine gender, we have to check with the experts. Bhagni, I'm not sure here. Possibly we have to check with the experts. In this context, how is that the sentence going to be changed when we do not know the gender of the person? But as far as if we are looking at a person, person is defined as masculine only. In Jana is basically masculine in nature. But when we go to Jana, again it will become Kaha, because it is a masculine word.
Okay.
Well, that is
what Arohadi. Suppose if it is a lady, Mahila Arohadi, we can say.
Yes, Bhagini. Ka Arohati, Mahila Arohati.
Okay.
That's it. Similarly, if we look at the Strilinga Shabdha, again, Strilinga Shabdha will have the arm at the end. So, for Akaranta, Strilinga Shabdha, how the Karma Padam is going to behave? Let us look at this. So, Neetu Bhagini?
Amode.
Can you please do this slide, Bhagini?
Amode. Dharati, ka dharati, mahila dharati, mahila kim dharati, mahila shatikam dharati.
Mahila shatikam dharati, agree bhagini, same thing.
Nayati, kaha nayati? Saha nayati. Saha kim nayati? Saha kunchikam nayati.
Samichin. So whenever we have the Strilinga words, Ditya Vibhakti is going to become something like this. Sita is going to become Sitam. Bala is going to become Balam. And the same thing is given in this list. So we have Akaranta Strilinga Shabdha, so Agnipetika, Agnipetikam, Agraja, Agrajam, Aja, Ajam, Adhyapika, Adhyapikam, Shikshika, Shikshikam. So this is kind of a playlist that is available here, and the Vachanam has been given here also to indicate that you have this Ekavachanam Rupam, try to convert it into the Bahuvachana Rupam, right? That is what we have. So please try to use this sheet for understanding of the words, and also if you would like to see how this could be used with respect to the Dvitiya Vibhakti, there is also that has been given in the Parichaya, in this sheet, which is basically
Pratinivedha. Mahadev, Dvitiya Vibhakti with reference to people like Sitam, Balakam, like, can you please give me one sentence using those Balakam?
Ramaha Sitam Pashyati. Ramaha Sitam Pashyati. So who is Rama looking at? Rama is looking at Sita. So Rama Sitam Pashyati.
Okay.
So we can construct like this, and that is what we also want to do. And similarly, if we want to use them with respect to the objective here is to construct these sentences using these words. So some of them are given here.
Balakam, one sentence.
Balakam. Shishyaha Balakam Balakam Pashyati. We can construct something like this, or Balikam Balikam Pruchati, Saha Balikam Pruchati. Who is he asking? He's asking the girl.
Thank you, Mahadev. Dhanyavad.
So these kind of sentences can be constructed. So that is what we also will do. Take this exercise as the Gruhapatham and then try to construct these words and also sentences. Astu. Agree. Agree. So Bhagini, Prema Bhagini.
Mahadev, can I try this picture?
Astu Bhagini, please. Okay. Shanta Bhagini, please do this.
Yeah. Janakaha putrim nayati, is it okay?
Putrim nayati, samichinam bhagini. Putrim nayati, he is carrying the daughter.
Yeah, thank you, Mahadev.
Astu, Prema bhagini.
Okay, alingati, the alingati means hug. Alingati kaha alingati janakaha alingati janakaha kim alingati, meaning who is janakaha hugging? And answer is janakaha putram alingati. Janakaha is hugging her daughter.
Samichinam, samichinam. So purayati, purayati ityukte filling. So ka purayati, amba purayati. Mother is actually filling. Amba kim purayati, amba jalakupim purayati. So mother is filling the water bottle. Jalakupim, water bottle is jalakupim, jalakupim purayati. So this is how we are going to use the dvitiya vibhakti. We will stop here. For today, request you to take a look at this Excel sheet that has been associated with this slide. I will share this slide in our emailer that goes out later. So please try to construct these sentences for this week. We will meet again in the next session.
Could I just ask you to see if the spreadsheet will be available on Google only, or could we download them and they will still be live? So or we can open a different sheet.
This will be available only on Google Sheet, Bhagni. This is not a downloadable sheet. This is only available online.
Is it not possible to make it downloadable?
No, Bhagini, because some of the teachers who have put in the effort to create this are made it only read-only right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Namaskar. How can I submit the homework?
We can discuss this in the next session, Bhagini. This is not a writing exercise. For now, please try to practice this, and then if you want to write it also, you can do it and then submit in our WhatsApp group. Take a screenshot of what.
I'm not in your WhatsApp group, Avya. Can you add
Neetu Bhagini? Is it Neetu Bhagini or which Bhagini this is?
It's Annapurna Bhagini.
Annapurna Bhagini. Bhagini, you can drop me an email. Probably I wish to drop, or you can send me your number in the chat now. I'll add you.
I'll just open my
list. Okay, buddy.
Namaskar Mahoday. I'm not receiving the mails of yours.
Bhagini, for this you have to check with Swaroop Mahodaya or other Mahodaya who are coordinating with this. You can send a mail to them. They will actually put you in the group, because I am not the administrator for this group. They are the administrators.
Correct, but then before I used to receive a mail, I don't know, suddenly it has stopped. So I'm not getting any of your previous recording, nothing.
Okay, check with them, Bhagini. Check that if the email is available in the group or not, they will guide you on that.
Okay. Is it possible to send a text about the mail ID? So I will mail them right now.
In our group, I'll send it, Bhagini.
Okay, Mahadev.
I was in need of this Excel sheet, the one which is there at the Google link. So I'm not able to access it. It has been 3 weeks where I'm not receiving any of the information. It is through the WhatsApp group I'm able to reach you.
I see. Astu bhagini, so I think probably the email ID that you registered previously, or I'm not sure what has happened, but they are well aware of this group thing. They are actually the administrators. So I do not have access to that administrator.
Mahodaya, same thing happens to me. I'm receiving your mail, but that Google Sheets, I'm not getting updated. That class recording, I'm not getting the class recording. So
I'll do one thing, Bhagini. Probably I'll share our link that is being used. So this is our class recordings link, as you see on the screen. This link I will put it on our group so that even if it is not in the mail, this will be there in the WhatsApp group. Okay?
Mahodaya, I put my number, contact number, please add me in the WhatsApp.
Okay, Bhagini. You will be there in another half, not in that group.
धन्यवाद महोदय. नमस्कार.
नमस्कारः. अस्तु पुनः मिलामः अग्रे सप्ताहे. धन्यवाद
महोदय. पुनर्मिलामः
भगिनि.
धन्यवादः
महोदय. शिवकुमार हियर.
आम महोदय.
This is my very first session. I think this is already the classes have begun and advanced, right?
Yes, Mohd, we are already now in the 16th session right now as of today.
Oh, I think this is very advanced. So how do I get in touch with anybody to start my first session?
Okay, so the group coordinator is Swarup Bhai. So he is actually taking care of about 50 classes that are running parallelly right now.
Okay.
So you need to check with him, Mahodaya, which has started recently. He'll have the correct information as of today.
Can I have his mail ID, phone number, something?
Okay. Just give me a minute. So, yes. Let me put